Well, good morning, everybody. Today, your Pope Trivia of the Week is about Pope Fabian. Pope Fabian was the 20th Pope. He followed Pope Antaeus, and Pope Fabian was elected in 236 A.D., a few years ago. And he was an interesting story because Pope Antaeus had died, and they were trying to figure out who will be the new Pope. And Fabian wasn't even a priest. He just happened to be in the area. He was a farmer, they tend to think. And he came to Rome, probably out of speculation about, like, who will the next pope be. And there they were, and a dove descended on the shoulder of Fabian. And all of the bishops looked around at each other, and having just prayed to the Holy Spirit, they all saw that as a sign that Fabian was to be the new pope. So Fabian became the 20th pope and reigned for 14 years and is recounted as a very holy pope. Go figure. Today we celebrate Corpus Christi, which is Latin for the body of Christ. We celebrate in a very special way today the most holy Eucharist. I was thinking about a priest who told the story of his brothers. And he says, when we were young, one day we went to mom. It was before Mother's Day. And we said, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? And the mother looked at all her sons and she said, all I want is for one day for you boys not to fight and to stay out of my hair. And the boys, they looked at her and they said, no, like, what do you really want? You know, and the mom was like, no, that's really what I want. Well, anyway, the boys saved up a little money and they went and got her flowers and chocolates. And they gave her those for Mother's Day. And the priest was looking back. He goes, you know, like, what we gave her was nice, chocolates and flowers, but it wasn't what she asked for. What she asked for was for us to stay out of her hair and not fight. The Holy Mass is what Jesus asked for. In our gospel today, in addition to many other places in the scriptures, Jesus says, take it, eat it, this is my body. Do this, do the Mass, in remembrance of me. There are some groups of people who get together every Sunday and they listen to a pastor, a preacher talk for 45 minutes. Well, that's nice, you know. Some churches get together and sing beautiful music. That's nice. But what Jesus asked for is what we Catholics have been doing for 2,000 years, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And the Eucharist is our everything. It is our reason for living. It is our means of living, like truly living. It's the way by which we live. It's the means by which we truly live and live here and hereafter. Jesus says in John chapter 6, unless you eat my flesh and drink my body, you have no life in you. But if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have life and eternal life. I will raise you up on the last day. And we have life here on earth and life hereafter because of the most holy Eucharist. Not a symbol, not a cracker, not a wafer, the body and blood of Christ. And we have a seat at his table. Isn't that beautiful? Like, I was blessed to grow up in a family where when we were young, like, we were all at the dinner table. And if anybody was missing, we noticed. And I would just say that, like, the Holy Mass is our meal. And there's a few more chairs around the table. There's a few billion chairs around the table, as a matter of fact. But when we're not there, our absence is noted. But more so, when we're not there, we starve to death. We're not eating. And not only that, we're missing out on the fellowship, the community of the table. So praise the Lord, we are all here on this beautiful day. And Mass last night was crowded. Hopefully, all Masses will be crowded. Like, that when we are here, we are taking our seat at the table. And Jesus is the host. Jesus is the food. and we receive him in this beautiful meal, and then we have our nourishment for life here and life hereafter. Praise the good Lord for the Holy Eucharist. Today we'll have two Corpus Christi processions. One will be after the Mass in Spanish, and the other one will be with the youth group tonight. I hope all youth are able to come tonight at 6:00. We are going to have a nice little procession around the campus there at St. Joe on the sidewalk around the blocks nearby, and a beautiful tradition that we have as Catholics. And it's Jesus, it's like us being proud of the fact that we follow Jesus literally. Literally, we follow Jesus in our processions, and that we take our seat at his table, we receive him into our own lives, and he promises us life here and hereafter. Praise the good Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.